What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah, he's done it all preseason, right? Every single game, it's like, you know, who is this kid? He just shows up and he makes plays. He's so instinctive. He's so smart. His football savvy. His football IQ is off the chart. It's about the brotherhood, as we say. And I think that's huge. I think the game is one thing, but those relationships, we always talk about this game's going to fade at one point for, you know, all of us that are coaching and playing, but the relationships are for life. I think guys like Kyle, they pick up the defense so fast, and they're out there, and they're not thinking about our calls. They're not thinking about our scheme. Now, early on, probably year one, year two, but right now, phase of his football life, what he's doing is diagnosing. Yeah, it is a tough day. There's going to be some tough conversations to be had. We're going to have to say goodbye to a lot of really good football players, but we always tell them when they come in that, you know, the reality is we got 90 here, only 53 make it, so you're trying to make this team and 31 others.
Chuck Pagano, Ravens secondary coach, kind of a grand poobah guy. Been a coach in the football world for 40 years, been in the NFL for 20. Talking about the hard day that it is, cut down day. And also having a great secondary unit. And when you're really good, good players, don't fit in. And we saw that yesterday with the Ravens in cut down day as they got to 53. Couple of surprising moves, which we'll get to, of course, but Bo Braid, unfortunately, didn't make it. Former University of Maryland Terrapin. What happens in the ensuing days, weeks, we'll find out, obviously. But Jalen Armour Davis, that was a stunner, because it looked like, now he was on the bubble going into the season.
Yeah.
And then played himself off of it. Then he had injuries at cornerback. It seemed as though that he had played himself in a pretty strong position. I mean, when you did your 53 yesterday, Vinny, he was a lock
to get in.
So I was at Tony Manzalino's press conference when I, you know, started looking at the roster, because, of course, I don't stare at my phone when I'm driving, because that would be unsafe. And Cordell Woodland was there, and so after Manzo speaks, Armour Davis, where the hell did that come from? And, you know, you're just speculating at this point in time. Now, a couple of undrafted rookies made it, which we'll get to here in a second. Maybe money, unreliability, perhaps, throughout his career. But he's been healthy for the most part in training camp and through the preseason. Had played well, got a pick against Washington on a Saturday. So of all this, if there's a stunner, because everything else we've kind of anticipated, maybe Jay Higgins making the team. A lot of the other mock rosters had him on there. Vinny, you did not. But Armour Davis, wow. Here we go.
Yep. Yeah, that was a shocker to me, because he's played extremely well. And, you know, he can play some safety, play some corner. The only thing I thought of, Bob, was he's a free agent after the season. And Martin and, you know, Lowry – They're just in year one. So they're a lot, they are cheaper. Maybe that came into it. I don't know. And then the only thing with Higgins was I had him keeping four linebackers, not five. They kept five linebackers and they kept 10 DBs. I had him keeping Braid. So they had, instead of keeping Braid, they kept Higgins. So, you know, I mean, that's their decision. And it did surprise me. You know, had Higgins played well? Yep. So I guess they'll play him on some I don't see him dressing right away. But, Bob, maybe by the time it's all said and done, he might be their best run defender other than Roquan. You know, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, because he was a stud at Iowa.
And we heard him, Jay Higgins IV, a couple of days ago when he spoke. All right, I didn't win the combine. I was a first-team All-American.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's not, do you want me to broad jump during the game or slam dunk a basketball? Do you want these sorts of things? Or do you want me to plug holes and you want me to find the guy with the football and make sure he doesn't move in a positive direction down the field?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we looked it up yesterday. He ran 4.82. You know, so that's not a great 40 time, but plays fast. And he can make plays. I just think that finding the football and playing the run naturally is probably better than Simpson and Buchanan and Hummel. So, like I said, maybe down the road, he's a guy that would be playing some in those situations.
And we did hear Chuck Pagano also say that it's the best DB group that he's seen in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen some good ones. I mean, he was here in Baltimore,
yeah,
you know, for a couple of years when they went to championship games when he was with the Ravens, then went to Indy. So pretty high praise for a guy that probably knows it as well as anyone walking the face of the planet.
I mean, when you look at the 10 that they have compared to the 10 last year, Bob, to me, it's not even really close, you know, because you had Stevens, Marcus Williams, you know, you had some of those guys and they didn't have the depth and things. Now they've got, what, they have five interceptions in the preseason. So they were ball hawking it in the preseason. And that was just, that's just the backup dudes because none of the starters were playing, you know, and with a healthy Jair Alexander, he changes the game. A healthy Awuzie gives them much more. They got guys that all can play the football. That's the thing. And that's the best thing they got. Even, you know, like Martin. And we heard, you know, Chuck talk about Martin, too. You know, he's all these guys are smart, instinctive, can play the football.
And they want to increase the turnovers forced because they didn't turn it over offensively a lot last year at all. But still, we're, what, middle of the pack in regards to turnover differential? Well, teams like Buffalo, you keep referring to, they were kicking ass in that area. So you get down to this unfortunate part of it. And getting back to Bo Braid, he's playing in the closing minutes of the final preseason game. And if any of you had been at practice and you saw that, well, you're not running with the twos anymore.
Yeah.
Where's Bo Braid? And we'll see. A River Hill kid. He's local, University of Maryland. We've had him on the show. Always want the Terps to succeed in any walk of life, but certainly at the next level. Corey Bullock made the team, and we'll get to that, obviously, when we get to Charles Walker at 11 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner. But what about Bo Braid? What happens now is they try to manipulate, I don't want to say manipulate, but put together a practice squad.
16-man practice squad, Bob. And they can start signing to the practice squad after noon today. So when they cut these guys, Bob, when they talk to them and they cut them, they say, if you don't get claimed, we want you on a practice squad. You know, so they'll talk to the kid and talk to the agent. And, you know, we'll see. I don't know that Bo Braid, unless somebody really wants him for special teams, because the back end stuff, people will probably be a little leery of his back end stuff, but up close to the line of scrimmage and on special teams, yeah. And I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I would be kind of disappointed if the Ravens don't have him on the practice squad, just because they know that if Kane or somebody, he could come up and be on special teams, bam, you know, like he did last year. So I expect Braid to make the practice squad if he doesn't get claimed by another team.
Now, getting back to Isaiah Likely, we heard it during Joe LaCroix's update. By the way, it's Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw, 53 a set for now. Still got September 7th opening kickoff. You want to comment on the Ravens roster the way it looks, feel free to do so. 410-583-1057. Kyle Bradish came back last night and was awesome. But Lucas Giolito was awesomer. Now, the guy behind the plate last night, Nick Lance, he left a lot to be desired with balls and strikes, bringing the robot umpires. I'm as a traditionalist as much as anyone, but enough's enough. I mean, Gunner got called out on a ball that almost hit him in the cup. Enough's enough. Strike's a strike. Ball's ball. It is what it is. Let's move on with our day. But Bradish, pace was great. 10 Ks. He made two mistakes. Story and Hamilton took him deep, and that was that. Orioles have lost two games to the Red Sox. The home run ball has done him in. Sagano and Bradish were both fine on the mound, but where's the runs? They were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position the first two games. We'll get into all that. But Isaiah Likely, he's on a 53. So that means what as far as the Ravens' forward thinking for him?
I'm guessing, Bob, they're probably aiming for Cleveland or who's third, Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland or Detroit. Otherwise, I mean, if he was going to miss four, Bob, you'd put him on, short-term IR.
Oh, on national TV, Detroit, by the way.
Yeah, Monday night. But the thing, I'm guessing that they'll probably be aiming for Cleveland or Detroit. That's what I think. And you know, if it's Detroit, then you get an extra day. I don't know where his rehab is. They know much better than we do. And maybe Eric, who's talking at noon today, maybe he'll shed. No, he won't. They won't shed light on any injury stuff at all.
They don't like talking about the injuries over there.
So doesn't sound like he'll be ready for the first game. But if he can be ready for the he's going to be ready for either the Browns or Detroit. Otherwise, they would have put him on IR.
All right, before we get to the break, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Back in practice today, you mentioned Eric DaCosta. Going to speak to the media, John Harbaugh, and the undrafted guys who made the team. Your first game's not for 10 days, basically.
Yep.
So what's practice going to be like today? Because then there's a little bit of a break, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's interesting, Bob, I mean, it's kind of because you only have 53 out there today to practice at 2:30 because you don't get your practice squatters till after. So they'll probably do a lot of, I'm guessing a lot of Buffalo stuff today just because you got your 53, you know, everybody else that's been cut is gone. So it's on to Buffalo because all they're doing is practicing today. Was today the last day? And then they're going Thursday. Yeah, then they're going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe it was. I think they're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or they practice Thursday and then they're off. But I think they're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday because Harb said 4 days off and then they come back Monday, you know, ready to go. But Bob, if I'm not mistaken, I heard like Alexander's not practicing until next Wednesday.
Well, what the hell's that mean? That's a week from today.
That's the first practice of the week, really, for Buffalo. Monday's an extra day. Monday's a bonus day.
But Alexander hasn't practiced.
August 9th.
Practiced.
August 9th.
He's ran around and done stuff, but.
Yeah.
All right, Ravens roster set, at least for now. What do you think of it? Still loaded. If you have concerns, hey, maybe you got a rookie kicker. Maybe you got a rookie punt returner. They could be somewhat concerning on national TV against the Buffalo Bills. Like the Ravens, a team that's got Super Bowl or bust mentality, get in. And, of course, Kyle Bradish looked great. Orioles lose. They've lost 5 of 6. It's kind of what it is. So far, so much for spoiling things for teams. But you got Rodgers, you got Bradish, you got Kramer. That's set in stone. Add to it. For real.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles lose last night 5-0, but they win. Get it? Because Kyle Bradish came back and he was dealing 6 innings, 4 hits, gave up the 2 solo homers, no walks, 10 Ks, 81 pitches. If the Orioles were in contention and they were winning 5-0, he probably gets the 7th, but when you haven't pitched in 14 months, you're in last place, you're losing, 81 pitches. Thanks for coming back. And, man, that's a glimpse, hopefully, of what we're going to see in 2026 and beyond for the rest of this season. No doubt about it. But I wanted to see the Orioles be spoilers because we were at Pickles last night, me, Nolan, Cordell, Bordy stopped by, and Jim Hunter. And, Nolan, are Red Sox fans a-holes or what?
Well, the one guy was.
He was like,
I didn't really talk to anybody else.
Yeah, well, they were, he's got that look to him. You know what I mean? But comes up, where's Jim Palmer? Because I wasn't really
asking.
Yeah, wasn't really paying attention to the early portion of the conversation. And then I was like, well, he's in there cooking. Yeah, I mean, trying to be me. Then I think he took that as an insult to him. And then I had to, go East Baltimore, kind of escalate.
He did give you a look like you said something offensive.
Yeah.
I don't think he quite heard you.
I said, I listen to you guys all the time. You're a Red Sox fan.
It's not true.
Yeah, you never heard of us and you have no idea what's going on.
He was asking for the catcher. He said, I heard the catcher's here.
Yeah, the catcher. No, it's catch up at Pickles to go with that delicious ham.
Oh, maybe I missed
it.
I don't know.
It was catcher. And then he walks away. No wonder you're not in last place. And he was carrying a baseball glove. He said, nice glove. Mm. What are you, 40?
The adults with the gloves,
yeah,
man.
Hey,
that's a faux pas if I've ever seen one.
So, I want them to win because I hate Boston. Always have. Hated the Red Sox. But I've always liked their individual guys. I like Yaz and Fred Lynn and Dewey Evans and Jim Rice and Bill Lee, of course, because him and I are kind of copacetic in many different wavelengths. But as them as a unit, couldn't stand them.
Well, nothing's going to top the Astros guy we talked to late last week.
No, you talked to
him. Well, all right.
Boxed into that. I tapped out. Me and Cordell are like, eh.
I thought he'd be willing to play along a little bit more with the whole conversation about how the Astros cheating in 2017 wasn't actually cheating. But right.
Everybody does it.
He didn't really follow, so it's okay.
But anyway, beat the Red Sox because I can't stand them. And certainly some of their fans, especially that guy last night. Just pump the brakes, dude. Just come on down. I know you got a couple pops in you. Was it more egregious than the guy that wanted us to play Creedence Clearwater Revival, though?
I don't think that he was asking for something else.
It wasn't CCR?
No, it was like, I don't even know.
Whatever.
We're not a music station.
Again, and here we go, the every 2 months reminder. When our headphones are on, we're on the air. We can't hear a word. You can babble and hand wave. Can't hear what you're saying. It's the way that it is. And then Nolan gives him the wave, like back away from the table a little bit, because he's not only our engineer and not only the main cog in the show, he's our enforcer.
Ooh.
And nobody wants those pythons.
No. Pythons, I like that. Like that. New nickname, maybe? No.
Just tell him your black belt.
Yeah, Nolan Guns.
Don't even wear a belt. That's
right. Neither do I, because I can't fit one. Anyway, let's get out to the phones. Ravens 53 set. Orioles want to be spoilers, but things are getting spoiled because Boston's pitching been great, too, the last couple of days. The Giolito, guy that's come back from Tommy John and other injuries, he was dealing. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you feeling?
Listen, I got a call a couple of days ago from a sales rep from the season tickets for the Orioles. And they were selling me the whole jargon, and they said, and I said, I think I'm going to hold off for right now. And they said, well, you know, you're not going to get priority tickets for games like the Yankees and the Red Sox. I said, I don't want to deal with those crappy fans anyway.
Right. And if you want tickets, you can get tickets. Let's be honest here. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I told him too. I said, it's the only thing that makes it worth my value is the perks. But anyway, getting on to Kyle Bradish yesterday. Very happily surprised with his performance. I didn't think he was going to do bad, but I was expecting, you know, 4 or 5 runs from him just based off of coming off of Tommy John, not pitching in 14 months in the major league setting. But I was very, very happily surprised. And what it showed me yesterday, and this is the PT positivity coming out in me, is that with Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer, and Kyle Bradish, if we get one more decent arm, even a number two, like if Zach Eflin came back and he pitched to Zach Eflin status healthy, then this could be one of the best pitching staffs in the major leagues. Now, that fifth spot is questionable, but I think Povich is going to turn out to be a good arm. Brandon Young, I could see them moving him to the bullpen, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not even on the team start next year. So I think they really should go out and get another free agent that isn't in the clubhouse right now. And hopefully that'll spark this pitching staff and then also focus on the bullpen. And luckily we're getting Tyler Wells back to hopefully boost that back end.
No doubt. Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call. That was actually full-on PT positivity. Because a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, I'd give Eflin the qualifying offer. If he takes it, it's going to be over 20 mil. So now I'm kind of back. And if you're gonna make it wrong, you can make a hot take or whatever, an opinion. Now you think about it a couple of weeks later, maybe try to, instead of giving you 22, whatever the qualifying is going to be for a starting pitcher, and maybe we give you a 30 for 2 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe Sagano sticks around. But as we've all said, and I think anyone listening, maybe Mike Elias himself, they need two pitchers. Dig deep, perhaps, in free agency and dangle these magic beans and trade for one. You can never count on health, Vinny, as you know, in any sport. You just can't assume, and the way pitchers drop like flies for – hey, look at Nathan Eovaldi now in Texas, shoulder, done for the year, which means they're probably done for the year. You can never have enough. Like, if you have 6 quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. You have 6 starting pitchers, hey – you might be loaded for bear there.
No doubt.
All right, if you're on the phones, want to talk about the Ravens, and you're next, stick around 53-man roster. Jalen Armand Davis, somewhat surprising. Is it a catastrophe for the Ravens secondary? No, it's not, or they wouldn't have got rid of him. But what about rookie kickers, rookie returners? three undrafted rookies on your 53-man roster. It's Super Bowl or bust.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right? Given said experience, and also, I guess, Vinny, year three in Todd Monken's offense. Woman Crush Wednesday, by the way. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist and band, 410-583-1057, Plaza Sport text line. More familiar and perfect grasp, we think, with Monken's offense by now.
No question about it. And getting more. You know, he can handle more. They're giving him more. And the other thing, Bob, is you see him more animated offensively. You see him get more frustrated in practice, you know. And then you see him talking to receivers more in practice. You know, engaging more after a play didn't work or whatever, talking to them. So, to me, that's confidence. You know, he's confident in what he's doing. He's confident in what he sees. He knows when he F's it up. You know, and like he'll put his hands on his head, you know, those type of things. So, yeah, he is ready to take the more given, he's ready to take it. You know, just like when Monken gave him, you know, a little piece of the offense, then a little bit more, and then now even more.
5-7 The Fan. Charles Walker. We'll talk about that Ravens 53-man roster with him from the Baltimore Banner. Top of the hour, but let's get out to the phones. Orioles and Red Sox, Game 3, 6:35 tonight. BBT live from Pickles. Me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe LaCroix. Orioles, spoil something instead of our nights. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Bob?
How you doing, Kevin?
Doing good, my brother. It was great to get to run into you last Friday, Bob. It was awesome, man.
Awesome meeting you, too. And you get to meet Python's McGraw over there. It was awesome.
That dude, he is a monster, bro. He looks like the biggest dude in the gym.
Yeah. He'd have Rampage Jackson and his son running for cover. That's this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get
me
started on that debacle.
Well, yeah, Vinny and Bob, I think for me, you know, I like that we have a good veteran presence. I like that we have kind of a good middle-of-the-road type of presence as far as playing experience on this team. But I really like what Harms and EDC have been able to do to bring young, fresh, real big.
Kevin, breaking up. He's breaking up like Steve Austin. Here's an old reference for you. Uh-huh. The $6 million man. But it's young veteran presences. I mean, we think of Marlon Humphrey, for instance, as a guy that's been around for 15 years. What's he, 28?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lamar, he's in his eighth year, but he's 28 because he came out young from Louisville. So they've got a nice mix of the – I mean, Ronnie – is still a young man in
30.
But football, you know, football age is a lot different than real age, I guess, Vinny, oftentimes.
Yeah. Well, Derrick Henry's 30, you know?
Right.
A guy you think, Bob, like a guy who I think is like 30, but he's Roquan. What is he, 26?
Yeah. He was drafted same year Lamar was.
Yeah. I mean, he just seems like he's been around forever.
But the mix and what it, I guess Kevin's question was just getting that fine line where you're not a grizzled team and, you know, like the Jets have been during the Rodgers where one thing breaks and everything breaks, where they could afford, I guess, mix of youth, veteran-y stuff and still afford some things.
Yeah, exactly. And Bob, kind of like, all right, what are the people complaining about with the Orioles is they have no veteran leadership. They have all young guys. Whereas the Ravens now, they have, like you're talking about, they have older guys. They have younger guys. They have middle of the road, you know, age-wise. So, yeah, their oldest guy, I guess it would be, Jenkins at 35. But, I mean, the oldest impact guy is probably Derrick Henry. So, yeah, I mean, they don't have, or Van Ooy, too, probably.
Sure.
You know, those guys. I mean, so, yeah, they've and the thing about their old guys, Bob, is Van Ooy and those guys, they all help the young guys. So it's not like an old guy is like, old guy just kind of doing his own thing. No, he's there to help the young guys. Why? Because they all are there for the same purpose. Everybody on that Ravens team is there for one reason and one reason only, other than Harbs when he talks to the media, to win the Super Bowl.
Kyle Van Noy is 34.
Yeah.
Man, his 12th year out of Brigham Young. And just to make sure, Marlon Humphrey's 29. But it's been around, it seems, for years and coming off, arguably, the best season of his career. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Sparks. It's Patrick. Patrick, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple quick thoughts here. I wanted to hear you guys ruminate a little bit on what it means when they talk about Lamar and cadence in practice and learning cadence and using cadence more. Can I hear from you guys a little bit on that?
Yeah. What talking about is, because if you go on two all the time, you go, set hut, you know, hut hut, and it's always on two. And, you know, it helps the offense. Well, here's why you do it if you're offensively is you go on two all the time. It's easy for everybody. You don't have to learn anything. But for the defense, they get off just as quick as you do. So you want to take advantage of cadence And that's what they're trying to do. And that's what they've been doing all training camp is. And with Lamar, you change your voice. You change, you know, you try to get them jump off sides. You take advantage of the snap count. You go on one, you go on two. Why? Because in the defense, they don't know. And then the defense doesn't get off the count. You get off the count, so you have the advantage.
And you can't do the flinching that used to draw
the head bobs and stuff.
But you can change the voice inflection to some level.
Yeah, and you know who's good at it? Aaron Rodgers is good at that.
Sure.
Really good at that. And the veteran guys are the ones that are good at it. You know, and a lot of them will use their, like their hands a little bit too, kind of cheat. But yeah, voice inflection, it's huge. And good offenses, which the Ravens were number one, they take advantage of the snap count. And, you know, the Ravens had all those penalties last year. And why are they working on snap count from day one of OTAs and minicamp? So they can be really good at it. They were horrible at the beginning of training camp. They were jumping off sides all the time. But as the training camp went along, they've gotten better. And let's hope against Buffalo, they're in sync.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Charles Walker talking about the Ravens' 53-man roster, which surprised him. He's with the Baltimore Banner, top of the hour, whip around 11:15. What's going on in world of sports, U.S. Open tennis, and everything else around that. Jeff Furman, inside MDSports.com, 11:30. We'll preview Maryland football. Terps, 14.5-point favorites over FAU coming up at noon. You can hear that game here on 105.7 The Fan. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, man. I see you had a little issues down there with them Boston Red Sox fans the other day, you know?
Man, where are you? Where are you with your video camera?
Hey,
you're like cops, but not a cop. You recorded
everything. Down at the game. Listen, we was down at the game. We was down at the game the other night, right, when they had the guest, Mr. Splash guy, Mr. Frank or something like that, Frank the Tank.
I didn't see that one. I don't know. Frank the Tank, what, from old school?
No, he was the guest Mr. Splash at the stadium at Mr. Splash.
Yeah, Nolan, you know, I have no idea what's going on here with this one.
That's too long to explain. But fans were up in arms. He's a Mets fan. He's a passionate, like, hardcore Mets fan. Pretty viral on social media. Orioles
invited
him.
What the hell is he splashing for the Orioles?
A lot of
for?
People had the same question. Again, too long to explain.
Unacceptable. So whoever decided that, unacceptable. I don't even know who he is, but if he's not an Oriole fan, get the bleep out of there.
Well, Next. Don't worry. Dustin wanted to go tell him about himself, too, man. I was like, don't even. Just leave that guy alone. Let the guy do his job. It ain't his fault, man. But real quick, man, I got a question for y'all, man. And it's about Micah Parsons. Like, first of all, I feel like the guy is selfish. He's disloyal. Jerry Jones took a chance on this guy. Well, all them teams passed on him, you know. And
what did he go, 13?
Something like that, 13 teams, 12 teams passed on him, you know. So he's due to make $25 million this year. And now he's, you know, being selfish, talking about his back hurt, he might not play and everything like that. Like, do you think, because I was watching that Jerry Jones, the Cowboys, you know, Netflix, man, heard a call yesterday. Like, Jerry Jones is like a genius to me, man. You know, like, the way he finagled that Herschel Walker trade. I know Jimmy Johnson tried to take credit for it, but we all know it was Jerry and everything, right? So I'm like, all right. At the end of the day, can he? Would y'all do the same thing with Michael Parsons, or would y'all just give in, man, if you're Jerry Jones? Because you're not going to win with the guy. He don't show up in big games either way, you know. Wow. So, he really don't. Like, think about it. Like, he don't.
Hey, you're the Cowboy fan. Hey, Rashawn, thanks, man. We got
Rashawn, here's the deal. How did Hendrickson get done? How did McLaren get done? Compromise. They compromised it, okay? Neither side got what they wanted, but they found a way to get in. And that's what they need to do here. Like with Hendrickson, okay, what'd they do? They gave him a $14 million raise for the year and said, you know what, after the season, you can be a free agent. And if we franchise you, you're going to get $33 million. So find a compromise to get this guy on the field. You know, and I think Jerry's just hurt because he thought he had a deal with the guy.
It was a verbal agreement.
Yeah.
Handshake deal.
Yep.
Which back in the old West was a deal.
Yep.
And agent probably.
Agent was butthurt.
Responded, yes.
Yeah, because he wasn't involved. And Bob, that's kind of a shady way to do things. I mean, Dan Snyder did it to Chris Cooley once. And I mean, I felt bad you know, and the agent was a good friend of mine, and he called me yelling at me like, what the hell, you know, because the player, what did the player do? The player called the agent and said, he's trying to negotiate a deal, you know, and keep the agent out of it. You know, so then all you do is you just disrupt everything, you know, because players pissed, agents pissed, you know.
It's, owner's obviously pissed.
Yeah, so it's not worth it.
Does he play in their opener against Philly in 8 days?
Bob, if he plays, what's he going to play? You know, just in passing? He's not going to play like he would if he was practicing.
Sure.
All.
Even Brian Schottenheimer said he's got to ramp up a little bit. Take the Eagles laying at 7.
No doubt.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, hello, man. I'm glad Vashon got off the phone, man. Nobody want to hear about no Cowboys, man. You need to get that team up, man.
Correct.
Nobody keep talking about the Cowboys, man. The Cowboys trash, man. You know, the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl, I think I was 4 years old.
95.
Yeah. Well, it was 96, January. Yeah. Nolan wasn't even born yet, Trippy.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Vashon,
Python's McGraw
up.
Wasn't even walking the face of the planet the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. But let me hurry up, though, because I know y'all got Childs up next. Real quick, yeah, shame on the Orioles about that guest fan, man. Me and Vashon still, me, Vashon, and Dustin, we waiting on our guests. We waiting for us to be a guest for this, Mr. Splash. But anyway, to the Ravens, yeah. Jalen Under Armour Davis, man. Yeah, I say Under Armour Davis. I don't know. I'm just used to calling him that. Under Armour
Well,
Davis.
Well, hey, he's where their stock is.
Yeah, but you know, man, I was kind of shocked about that. But other than that, I'm shocked about my man Bo Braves, you know.
Yep.
River Hill legend. But other than that, I mean, I feel like they probably come back on the practice squad. But I am happy about them three undrafted kids. That dude, Jay Higgins, man, just hearing his father, like, crying, like, hey, man, let me call you back, man. Like, you could just tell he was happy, man. Hey, I hope he's ready, man, because, hey, I need his father in the stands with me at Buffalo when we go up there in 11 days because we're going to put belt the ass to Buffalo. But I ain't got too much to say, though, because, you know, I still got other days to talk. But, hey, y'all enjoy y'all day, and I just hope the Ravens ready, man, because we going to shock the world this year. We got a chance. Don't forget that. We got a chance.
All right, Trippy. I think the only way they shock the world is if they don't make the playoffs.
No, no doubt.
That'll be – we all be shocked, and everybody's going to be getting belt the ass around here.
Nobody's going to be shocked if they win the Super Bowl.
Well, they got to get there.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Shocked. Yeah, not shocked the world now.
No.
The shock would be if they don't win at least 13 games.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the shock. The shock would be if they lose to Cleveland week two.
Oh, yeah.
After beating Buffalo. That would be the shock. And then everyone's going to be in the whammy-lance. But with Bo Braid, though, it had been trending. You know, I watched Bo's entire Maryland career.
It is.
He had been trending
down
in that direction. The Armour Davis one.
That was a shock.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was secure, but you know, we'll get to Childs Walker here at the top of the hour, so stick around. We got the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, some stuff. What happened historically with the Baltimore Orioles? It's always good stuff. Today's August the 27th. And then Jeff Berman will preview Maryland, FAU, and the totality of the season as the Terps look to rebound after a brutal 4-8 debacle of 24.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.